Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Only on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, I'm your host, credential reporter for SB Nation, covering your Houston Rockets, Cody Davis, along with my partner in crime,
former Rocket, Joaquin Hawkins. CD, what's going on today, man?
Nothing much, man. Just being really excited and hopeful for what the future has in store for the Houston Rockets. And before we get into everything, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to remind you guys to please subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Hawk, listeners, as we all know, the post-James Harden era is now upon us, and the Houston Rockets are 1-2 in the process. And on today's show, Hawk and I will be taking a look at the Rockets' newest all-star in Victor Oladipo. And with guys like Christian Wood, Mason Jones, Jayshon Tate, some of the guys who has basically came out of nowhere and became a primary player in the Rockets' success so far this season, Hawk, as a former NBA player yourself who also went undrafted, I want you to take our listeners behind the scenes and into what type of challenges an undrafted player might face in trying to make their mark in the NBA. But first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. If you are looking to place a bet on any of the sports going on, BetOnline.ag is the best place to lock it in. And ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the Super Bowl, of the four remaining teams, it seems like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers are headed for a collision course in Tampa Bay. So I'm pretty sure you're going to be watching Championship Sunday this week. So why not make the games just a little bit more interesting in a way that can help add a little bit more money to your bank account? From game spreads and totals to teams, players, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. And there is always an online casino as well. It never closes. So head on over to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Again, that's betonline.ag. Sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to take a quick second to shout out Houston Rockets big man DeMarcus Cousins. Did you guys know he had his own comedy show? It's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. My wife and I had an opportunity to watch it over the holidays, and it was hilarious. Steph Curry, along with several other NBA players, were in the crowd getting roasted. Mike Epps was the host, and it featured some other funny comedians, including Gary Owens and Carlos Miller. It's streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and it's also available for free on 2Bit TV. Go check it out. Once again, it's called Boogie's Comedy Slam. And speaking of DeMarcus Cousins, he actually has a new teammate on his side. And of course, I'm talking about the one and only Victor Oladipo. Now, of course, there was a lot of questions and concerns surrounding why the Houston Rockets decided to take on Victor Oladipo, who is, of course, in his last year of his contract in the four-team deal that sent James Harden to the Brooklyn Nets last week. And there's a lot of rumors going on that say that the Rockets owner only wanted Oladipo back because of his expiring contract. While all of those things might be true, I do want to tell the listeners this. Ladies and gentlemen, Oladipo is not focused on his free agency. He is not focusing on how to get to Miami or any other team that he is trying to get to. Oladipo is only focusing on winning. And he said after the game on Monday that he wants to win in Houston. Now, of course, I get it. He's going to say all the right things. But I do believe that Oladipo, if given the opportunity, wants to build something special here in Houston. And although it started in a 125-120 loss to the Chicago Bulls on Monday, I believe that this is the guy who can actually take the mantle as the Rockets' next go-to guy on the court. Of course, he's not going to be the generational talent that James Harden put on display for the Rockets for 8 years, but he can be that foundational piece that can help the Rockets in a rebuild. And it could actually help a rebuild that's not going to be too hurtful to watch as well. In his debut, he scored 32 points, which was the second highest scoring debut by a Houston Rockets member since, of course, James Harden in 2012 when he dropped 37 points against the Detroit Pistons. But Oladipo also had 9 assists and 5 rebounds in his debut as well. So, Hawk, before I share some of my thoughts on what I'm expecting from the Rockets and Oladipo moving forward in their partnership, what are some of your early impressions on Oladipo so far?
Victor, oh, man, I got to say, man, I was very impressed with his performance. Just going back to his days with Indiana, even before his injury, man, this is this one cat that not only plays both ends of the court, but he has the mind frame, the mindset, and he's a good teammate. You know, I haven't heard anything in the news about, you know, any negativity of between him and his teammates and his coaching staff. So that's always a benefit going into a new program, a new organization, is that you want to make sure you at least have someone that wanted to be there. And just his skill, especially after this injury he's had, to be able to shoot the three, man, I'm impressed. As I said, I was not expecting for him to be as a shooter right now coming back from his injury, but he looked good, CD, dude, man. It's as you said, he's not going to be the James Harden. He's not going to be, you know, scoring the 40s and 50s, you know, per game or different outings. But I think what he brings is a new type of excitement. You know, he's an athlete. He plays both ends of the court, can play the point guard as well as the off guard. He can lock up on defense. He's athletic, but he's also a willing passer. What, he had 9 assists last game?
Yes, sir.
Man, just that by itself, it shows that the Rockets will be a competitive team. And we don't know how far or how quickly they can come together as a team as far as their chemistry. But I like what I see so far, and I'm sure Coach Salas does too.
And I'm glad that you mentioned Oladipo's passing, because that is one aspect of his game that he really has not had the opportunity to display on the court so far. When he began his career with the Orlando Magic, he was never tasked with the responsibility of being a primary playmaker. In Orlando, he was playing alongside Jameer Nelson. Of course, when he went to Oklahoma City, he was playing alongside Russell Westbrook. And when he was traded to the Pacers, he was always playing alongside a point guard like George Hill or Malcolm Brogdon, who always carried the boatload of the playmaking responsibility for his respective team. However, now in Houston, not only is he playing in the offense where Steven Silas wants more ball movement, but he is also playing alongside Christian Wood. A guy, by the way, during his introductory press conference on Sunday, he spoke really excited about playing alongside Wood and what those two guys can do in the pick and roll game. And we saw some of that on display Monday night when 7 of Oladipo's 9 assists was in pick and roll situation with Wood. And of course, a lot of what I'm about to say is going to revolve around what is going to take place with Victor Oladipo and the Houston Rockets moving forward. I do not believe they're going to trade him at the trade deadline unless this situation get really, really ugly between Oladipo and the Rockets. But so far from what I'm seeing from Oladipo, I do not think the Rockets departing for Oladipo is going to be a possibility by the trade deadline. But when I take a look at the players that the Rockets have now, of course, with the coach that they have now, Hawk, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that this Rockets team actually has the ability, if the players continue to develop, and if Christian Wood continue to be on a path of an all-star, you have an all-star like Victor Oladipo, and of course you have young, good veterans, and of course you have great veterans like John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins, who's going to help out as well. I can actually see the rebuild of the Houston Rockets kind of taking shape similar to what we saw the Detroit Pistons do in the mid-2000s. And I understand that that was a championship team, but the comparison is there. You have a bunch of guys who are good, but they can never find their niche on a certain team. They bounce around from team to team. You take a look at Ben Wallace. You take a look at Chauncey Billups. Those are two guys who became the face of the Detroit Pistons, who literally bounced around from team to team until they've made their way to the Palace of Auburn Hill. You had one of the most underrated players of his generation in Richard Hamilton. And of course, you added that sassy, that dog, that monster in Rasheed Wallace. And look what the Detroit Pistons were able to do. Not only did they become one of the best teams of the mid-2000s, they also won a championship. Now, do I think the Houston Rockets can win a championship with the core that they have now? Maybe, depending on what they are able to build around. And of course, I'm not talking about them winning a championship this year. I'm talking about them winning a championship sometime in the near future. But I do believe they're going to be closer to that Larry O'Brien trophy if they are able to keep Christian Wood, keep Victor Oladipo, keep guys like Jayshon Tate and Mason Jones, and of course have veterans. Rather, you keep John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins or find veterans who can stay productive like the two that they have on the team right now, I think the Rockets rebuild is going to be a lot better than what a lot of people think is going to be. And of course, with a lot of draft picks, they could make a play for an unhappy superstar, and they can actually go out and draft one of the top college prospects in the process. This is why I say they remind me a little bit of the Detroit Pistons of the mid-2000s. And just like Detroit, not only did they have good players, they actually had an opportunity to draft in a generational talent in 2003. After LeBron was taken, they could have took Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, or Carmelo Anthony, and they end up taking Darko Milicic. I would never understand that, but Hawk, I'll let you know if you agree or disagree with me or not, but I can see the Rockets rebuild on the course of the Detroit Pistons if they were able to keep the core of this team together.
I do agree, and the one thing that I agree even more so is that you got some hungry players. They've been at other places where they maybe have not received the opportunity. They got the skill, they got the talent, they got the determination, but they just have not had the opportunity. And, you know, obviously with the change of Harden, it provides so many more opportunities, even for some of these veterans. I remember a couple of games ago, I was looking at Eric Gordon, and he just didn't look like himself. He didn't look like he was enjoying himself. It didn't look like that he was just comfortable. And I'm sure it was a lot going on during that time, because obviously they were dealing with the situation with Harden. But, you know, to see him come back this past game, he ended up finishing up with 21 points. That's showing that he's a veteran leader. He still can score. And as you said, having, you know, the players, Mason Jones, Tate, Christian Woods, Sterling Brown, I mean, those are not household names, but those are players that are just as hungry. And, you know, me being an undrafted player myself, I know that feeling when you just get that opportunity. You know, it's like now or never. And I feel like they do have the players that really believe that they can get something done with this team.
And before moving on, I do want to tell you guys about KansasCitySteaks.com. With a new year comes tons of big games and sports. With big games, you need big steaks. Kansas City Steaks has the cuts you crave to celebrate the playoffs and, of course, the very big game itself. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and save up to $25 on combos perfect for game day. Plus, get free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout. And while you're there, do not forget to check out the Snap Pack Combo that features some small plates with big flavor, mini beef Wellington steak burger sliders, mac and cheese melts, and of course, shrimp wrapped in bacon. Hawk, I don't know about you, but I think I'm getting hungry, and I'm really about to go check out this website. I promise you I am. Every order is flash frozen delivery directly to your home, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Basically, every cut of steak imaginable, plus appetizers, desserts, barbecue, and so much more. Again, go to KansasCitySteaks.com/gameday and use promo code BELIEVE. Once again, that's BLEAV at checkout for free shipping. Kansas City Steaks, big games, big tastes.
It's 2021. There are self-driving cars, plant burgers, and tourists in space. The least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
And before moving on, I do want to say, when talking about the Pistons from the mid-2000s, they were actually in a rebuild that started in 2001, 2002, when they went through the departure of Grant Hill and Jerry Stackhouse. And you're talking about two guys who were at the top of their game, and they left. I believe Stackhouse was traded, and of course, as we all know, Grant Hill joined Tracy McGrady in Orlando, and the Pistons had to find a way to rebuild their organization. And what they got back in return, taking a chance on Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Richard Hamilton, and all these other guys, they actually ended up better than it was before with a superstar. So I just wanted to bring it up because, yes, sometimes losing a talent like James Harden does hurt. However, sometimes it's what's best for the organization. And talking about the guys who are making an impact on this Houston Rockets team in 2021, despite what the record might show, are a lot of undrafted guys who have a lot to prove. We already know about the story of Christian Wood, but joining Wood as undrafted players who are making their mark on this team is Mason Jones and Jayshon Tate, two rookies, undrafted, making their name known in the NBA. Saturday, Mason Jones dropped a career-high 24 points, going 6-for-8 from behind the arc. And we all know Jayshon Tate is turning into a fan favorite, turning into looking like PJ Tucker 2.0, averaging 8 points and 12 rebounds through his first 12 games as a rookie. Hawk, as an undrafted player like yourself who played with the Rockets during the 2003 season, what type of challenges does a player like Jayshon Tate, Mason Jones, and Christian Wood go through to not only make an NBA roster, but also find a roster, a team, and an opportunity that would give them a chance to leave their mark on the NBA court?
It's definitely one of the hardest things that I ever had to deal with, trying to make an NBA team. I started with the Lakers. I don't even know if you knew that, the CD, but the year that Kobe was there.
Go Kobe!
That's right. Derek Fisher, Cedric Ceballos, Eddie Jones. I went to veteran camp with them, and it was Kobe's first year. It was the first year that Shaq was on that team, and it was just a lot of not only star power, but just, man, them cats can play. Van Exel was there as well, and I mean, just adding practices. You know, the first thing is you're trying to do is you want to have the confidence of the other players. You want them to know that you belong. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the veteran players, they don't want to talk to you. You know, you're a no name. You got to go and improve yourself. And so, you know, having to deal with that and still trying to have the confidence that you do belong is always a daily challenge. I remember even going to camp with the Clippers a few years after that. And, you know, those players, a lot of veteran players, they've been in the league, been with other teams. And so, you know, having an opportunity to play in the league is always tough for anybody, no matter who you are. But when you undrafted, it's even that much tougher for you. When I went to the camp with the Rockets, again, I was a no-name player. On top of that, I was 29 years old, and there were no 29-year-old rookies in the NBA that year. And so not only I had to deal with trying to prove to Rudy Tomjanovich that I belong, but, you know, as players that are superstars, Steve Francis, Katina Mobley, I had to gain their trust. And it started with me every single day in practice. And it's almost like you try not to mess up, but you also gotta play naturally, so that they can believe and they can see themselves playing with you and you actually being a big part of the team. That Rocket team that year, all the players, Glenn Rice probably was my biggest advocate, along with Coutinho, just giving me the daily confidence that I need. So it really starts with those veteran players that's already proven themselves, that have the respect of the players on the team and in the organization. It starts with them having the belief in you. So to see Mason Jones and Tate you know, really have this opportunity, take advantage of it, but they're showing their value, playing both ends of the court. And as you can see, they're getting really good minutes. And so this shows that the coaching staff also believes in them. I commend those guys because I know their road has not been easy. But, you know, the fact that they're there, there are no more than, 450 players in the NBA. And so many people every year, thousands, millions, I'm going to say millions. You got people from out of other countries. They're trying to make that jump to the NBA. And once you get that opportunity, if you play 1 minute or 10 years in the NBA, it's a blessing because there's so many people that will unfortunately never get that opportunity. And these guys, again, I commend them because they're making the most of it.
What type of stories can you provide to show how much of a mentor Glenn Rice and Cuntino Mobley was to you? Because I noticed that when it comes to any player, not just undrafted players, but of course young players in the league, they always need that one mentor that can help them find success in this league. You know, we're talking about the Houston Rockets. Jayshon Tate has talked about how PJ Tucker has become a mentor to him. And the same can be said for Mason Jones, who held James Harden as his mentor.
Right. Yeah, I got a couple of different stories. For one, Moochie Norris. I played with Moochie in the CBA years prior. And so he was already in the NBA by the time I got there. And it just so happened, man, the stars lined up for me. And when I had my opportunity with the Rockets, I knew that was the only familiar face that knew me. I knew my game. And so just from day one, you know, he just came in and he just told me, Hawk, you know why you're here. You know, I played with him in the CBA in Fort Wayne, and he knew I was the defensive player. And he just always said, man, your defense is going to be that reason why you make this team. So he encouraged me that way to do what I was comfortable with doing. And then we had my guy, Cuntino Mobley. I remember I think it was 5 preseason games. And after the second preseason games that we had, I was very fortunate enough for Rudy T doing the course of practice, he ended up putting me on the top team that had Steve Francis, it had Maurice Taylor, it had Yao Ming, Glenn Rice, it had all those starters, and this is when Cuntino was just coming back from an ankle injury. So I remember this particular practice, he said, Hawk, switch your jersey over, man, we're gonna go ahead and put you on the first team. I couldn't believe it, and I was really thankful because I knew up to that point I was proving that I belong, but I think he wanted to really push me in a different way to see if I really can connect with these guys. And sure enough, man, I'm in practice, I'm doing my thing offensively, defensively, and all of a sudden, Cuntino was guarding me, and I remember going up for a pump fake. You know, I remember going up for a jump shot, and I did a little pump fake, and I remember him coming down head first, I should say teeth first, into my head, man. I end up hitting the ground, and it was blood all over the place. So, of course, I'm upset because, you know, I was scheduled to play my first preseason game, and I couldn't play for 2 preseason games because I was hurt. I had to get about 30 stitches in my head. And I remember Cuntino telling me inside the locker room, he said, Hawk, man, we love your play so far. Rudy T is going to give you an opportunity. Just stay with it. Keep doing what you're doing and be ready for your opportunity. Man, and what he said, he was true to his word. The very next week when I was able to get back to play, Rudy still gave me that same opportunity, ended up starting me, and I think ended up playing against Philadelphia that particular game. And played almost the whole game. And, you know, just having those words of encouragement from a player like Cuntino, Moochie, I mean, Steve Francis, all those guys, it gave me the confidence that was needed for me to not only prove that I belong, but to continue to have that confidence throughout the season. So it was definitely the best time of my life, you know, playing with the Rockets and having those veteran and their leadership definitely helped me in different ways.
After Saturday's game, I had an opportunity to ask Steven Silas, was he surprised by the success and the production that he's actually getting from not only Christian Wood, but guys like Jayshon Tate and Mason Jones, all these undrafted players who are leaving a mark on the court? And this is what he had to say.
Hey, Coach, so far this season, are you a bit surprised to see the production that you are getting from Christian Wood, Mason Jones, and Jayshon Tate, especially knowing that all three of these guys went undrafted?
Yeah, I didn't even really think about the fact that they all were undrafted guys, but, you know, Rafael does a good job. He picks out guys who maybe are overlooked or maybe, you know, haven't had the success up to this point, and believes in our system and our ability to make them better. If they're a Mason Jones or a Jayshon Tate, he has trust in John Lucas as a player development guy to make these guys better. For Christian Wood, he has trust in me to put in a scheme that makes sense for Christian and lets him play to his strengths. So, yeah, it's great for those guys to produce the way that they have. You know, most of the credit goes to them and the adversity that they've gone through getting to this point, because on draft night, if your name isn't called, that's the adversity that you have to deal with. And what are you going to do at that point?
And in addition to the three undrafted guys that we are talking about right now, there's another guy who actually has something to prove as well. And of course, that person is Victor Oladipo. So, you know, Hawk, like I mentioned early on in the show, a lot of Oladipo's career with the Houston Rockets is going to revolve around what take place this offseason. I do not believe the Rockets are going to move on from him during the trade deadline, unless things get so ugly around here in the city of Houston once again, where they are forced to move him. But Victor does not seem like that type of guy. He wants to go out there and prove not only to the Rockets organization, but to the league, that he is still the all-star he was prior to his injuries. However, with that being said, we get another opportunity to see Victor Oladipo back in action tonight when the Houston Rockets take on the 7-5 Phoenix Suns, which means, Hawk, I hate to say this because I do believe this man still should be a Rocket. We will be watching Chris Paul play with his new team. And just like he did for the Rockets when he got here in 2018, he has changed the Suns into a winning organization. Of course, they cooled off after, I believe it was a 6-1 or 6-2 start that they had early on in the year. They cooled off a little bit, but they are actually coming off a 5-point loss to the Memphis Grizzlies that they sustain on Monday, and this is going to be another tough game. As of right now, at the time of this recording, John Wall is still listed as out, so it seems like 9 times out of 10 we're going to see the same starting lineup we saw on Monday with Victor Oladipo running the point alongside Eric Gordon at the 2. This is going to be a game where, I hate to say it, I'm not expecting them to win, but I do believe if they can find a way to win this game, maybe, just maybe, we could start seeing the Rockets turn their season around. Because as of right now, 12 games in, they are 4-8. We know this is an organization who has gone through a lot to begin the season. I still believe the playoffs, I still believe is in sight. I don't think, of course, they're going to be a third or fourth seed. If anything, they probably might have an opportunity to take part in the play-in tournament. However, Hawk, it seems like I say this every single time you and I jump on the mic. If the Rockets have any chance of turning their season around, it has to start as soon as possible, regardless of what's going on with this organization.
Yeah, it's that time. You know, having a 4-8 season, you can say all the reasons why that is the way it is now. But, you know, now it's you can't make any more excuses. We know the fact that they have a lot of new players, a lot of new faces. We know the chemistry is not like it should be, but they have to start to find a way to beat the teams that are below 500 and find a way, even if it's by 1 point, to beat those teams that are above 500. They have to start to get some wins, because you don't want this to get too out of hand by the time you midway throughout the season. You can't be 10 games back, because during that time, if that happens, then you're definitely going to be start to start thinking about the following season. But everything is in place for them to move forward. And it seemed like they all have the same goal, the same thing in mind. And that's not only to improve as a team, but that's also to compete and start to get some W's. So the time is now, as you said. It's no waiting around. The time is now, and hopefully they can start with another win tonight.
And win or lose tonight, Victor Oladipo said after the game on Monday that better days are ahead for the Houston Rockets organization. He wants to be a part of a winning organization, and he wants to help this organization win. And I 100% agree with Victor Oladipo. Win or lose, I do believe better days are ahead for the Rockets because, man, they have had a rough start, especially for Steven Silas, a rough start to begin their year. If you want to know more about Victor Oladipo's first game with the Rockets, please be sure to check out my latest article on SB Nation. It's titled Better Days Are Ahead for the Rockets with Victor Oladipo Leading the Way. Please check that out on SB Nation. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Cody Davis, your host for Believe in the Rockets, only on the Believe Podcast Network. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter at CodyDavis_24. Once again, that's Cody, CodyDavis_24.
And you can follow me, Joaquin Hawkins, former Houston Rocket, at CoachHawk247 on IG. That is CoachHawk247.
And just a reminder, everyone, please be sure to subscribe to Believe in the Rockets on all your favorite podcast streaming services. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts by any chance, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.